IQ. Quebec.
IQ, K and 4, BWA.
Hi, Steve.
I think I'm doing okay. That remains to be seen by the opinion of the boss, though.
2:30. You got the whole rest of the day for something to go wrong.
Well, I've already done my due for the day as far as that four-letter word. So I'm going back to the house, and I'm going to continue cramming for my extra test on the 20th.
I know John Hoyle's going to be taking the same day. So I know he's been cramming. I talked to him the other day on the phone.
With circumstances and everything that's been going on, I really don't see a way for me to pass, but I'm going to give it my best shot and just see where I wind up. But I'm going to take it no matter what, whether I'm ready or not.
Well, good thing about it is you can take as many times as you want, so it really doesn't matter.
Yeah, that's true, but everything changes after June 30. They got the new book coming out. They got all this other new stuff going on. And, a good portion of it will change.
You got that. And I think you said there's going to be, in the question pool, there's 75 fewer questions in the question pool. Yeah. If you've been studying the old material, if you've been studying the old material, it's best to go ahead and take it and see if you can pass it. Well, I'm out here in the Expedition, and I had removed a few things because it was in the shop Monday and Tuesday, so I'm just putting it back in, making sure everything's working. It appears to be. I'm on the ICOM 706 here. I've got to put the back seat where it's supposed to be and button everything back up. It appears to be working.
Yep. You know what? I had a 706 Mark IIG, and I regret selling that thing now.
Look it up to Vlad. Had him work on it. So what did he find out was wrong?
The INT tone had turned on somehow or another by itself, and that's what it was, he checked it over real good and gave it a clean bill of health, and I brought it back and turned the tone off, and everything was fine, and I just didn't realize what everybody was trying to tell me. The way they described it, I thought I had a noise in the background, and anyhow, turned out the radio was fine, and fellow up in Traveler's Rest sold me that radio, a fellow by the name of Doug, and gave me a really good price on the thing. And this young man, basically, he's the chef up at the Purple Onion in Saluda. And I decided to kind of pay it forward, let him have it for what I had paid for it. Well, I tell you what, turns out I gave him one heck of a deal. I let him have that radio with a clean bill of health for $300.
Boy, certainly wouldn't sell mine for $300. It works so good. I bought this in 1998. I think I told you about that. It's never been in the shop. It just works. It just continues to work. I use it on HF. In the car here, I got, in the mobile. I use it. I've had it in one of my vehicles now for about 20 years. So this is a great little radio. I have no plans to get rid of it. Well, let me finish up in here. It's hot out here in this car. The windows are closed. Sitting out here with just the door open. But let me get it done. So, well, anyway, somebody's happy. They got a good deal on it, just like you did, I guess. Anyway, have a good day. I'm going to get out of here, batten things up, go where it's cool.
Okay, well, listen, just a real quick question before you go. If you're using that 706 in your vehicle, what antenna have you got coupled to it?
Earth. I've had that antenna about as long as I had the radio, but it's one of those things that's got the little jumper that goes in the different holes for the different bands. Works good.
Roger, roger, roger. Okay, well, listen, I traded for a 857D, and that's what I'm on right now, and I put a ATAS-120 antenna with it, which is the antenna that integrates with it. It's automatic, and I've been really thrilled with this thing. I've talked to Italy, Bolivia, Brazil, Arizona, all from my truck here.
Yeah, mobile rigs, if you install them right, will do quite well, particularly if the conditions are right. I've got a LDG antenna tuner that's right underneath the 706, and I can get on 40 meters since this antenna covers the whole band, and it works really good. So the antenna is a resonant antenna. That's what I like about it. You move the plug and it's resonant on those different bands. Now, like I'm 40, I can't cover the whole band without the tuner, but basically it's still a resonant antenna. Well, let me get out of here. You have a good day. I'm glad you got a nice rig. 73's N4IQ.
N4IQ. Go have a good day and go cool off, big guy. I'm going back to stick my head in a book, and I'll talk to you later. 73's KN4VWA, clear. Heard a station come in there. Go ahead, station.
N4WRO, how do you copy this HD?
It's got a little bit of background sound on it, but you're getting through just fine. Where are you located?
So I picked up one of these DMR HTs, and I'm just playing with it. I just wanted to see if it would get out on just the HD antenna out on the porch.
Sure is. And what's your call sign? Who is this?
That's Bill, N4WRO. You must not have copied it.
No, I didn't hear it right off. How about that? What quick hand is it, an any tone?
Those any tones from Bridge Cop.
Wow, it's doing just fine. You're hitting the repeater. Like I said, you got a little bit of background scratch, but you know it's doing just fine. You're completely clear and readable.
I'm gonna take it out real quick. Also, you do know you can download all the questions to that test, right?
I've done better than that. I've got a question and answer book through AWRL. I've got the AWRL large guidebook that teaches the extra class. And I have found online a site that jumbles all the questions, and you can take that test that way, and it scores it for you. And you can take it as many times as you want, and it scrambles the test every time. So, yeah, man, I'm on it.
Yeah, I'm going to go ahead and take mine in July. I'm studying the new question pool. And they reduced, they only changed like 25% of the questions.
But now, from what I understood in the old one that I'm working my way through, there's really not any FT8. But in the new one, is there some FT8 in there?
Of questions from 700 and some down to 500 and some, deleted a bunch of old questions and added some new digital stuff to it. But what I was told was they only changed like 25 to maybe 30% of the questions.
KN4VWA. Really? Well, that sounds quite interesting, because, and they reduced the questions down.
Reduced the number of questions in the pool. Okay. By how much?
I think it went from 750 to 500 and some. They took quite a few of them out. I'd have to go pull it up on a computer to get the exact numbers.
Okay. Well, maybe they're making it a little bit easier to pass that way. I tell you what, I'm hoping they've kind of modernized this thing a little bit, because some of the questions in the pool that I'm looking at are from technology that's now obsolete and no longer used, and you can't get components for it.
That's why they updated the pool, cut down the number of questions that are in it. They did away with all that obsolete stuff.
Huh. Now you have instigated a thought process here, Chief. I'm wondering maybe if I ought to just go ahead and... See, I trained in electronics in 1973, and I've been trying to keep up ever since. So, you know, like I said, I've seen a lot of technology go by the wayside since then. So, you know, a lot of these tubes and that kind of stuff, how much have you seen in there with tubes? Well, there's a good bit in there about tubes in the book that I'm studying. So, and see, tubes were gone whenever I started electronics in 73, and, or they were on their way out, but they still taught the stuff a little bit. So, huh, this is an interesting concept. I may just go ahead and get the new book and wait and do the new question pool, because that's going to be more up my alley, because I know more about the newer stuff than the old stuff.
Can make a suggestion. Download the new question pool and just flip through it and see, and you can see the changes in it. Then you can make a decision.
All right. What site can I get that new question pool off of?
Ask me that, and I'm outside. Just Google search it for the new pool. Is your email address good on QRZ?
I am fairly listed on QRZ. I am full on AWRL, because, you know, AWRL is the one where, you know, all your contacts are logged and count, you know, for anything DX. I need to go ahead and get that QRZ updated and get it all filled in. You might be able to get it over there. My call sign is KN4VWA. I don't even know. I'm not even sure what I put on there. So go over and check it out and see what I got. I think my email is there.
I'll talk to you later this evening, because I got to head back in here shortly. But yeah, go ahead and just Google it for the new test pool, and there's a bunch of different sites that have them that you can download them.
All right. Where did you order your new AWRL extra class book from?
There's a syllabus online that I found that I've been using.
All right. Roger, roger. I tell you what, I'd appreciate that link if you get a chance. And I'll see if I can't get that QRZ site up to speed.
Get back in there. Check out QRZ and see if your email's on there. And if it is, I'll shoot you an email with the different links that I find.
It's not there, Steve.
Roger, roger. Was that Tom that popped in?
Roger, I just turned the radio on, N0TR. It is not there, and I sent you mine. You'll be getting it in the mail.
It's not where? My email is not on QRZ?
It wasn't as of two or three days ago.
Okay, well, it's not there now, then. I'll tell you what, I'll go ahead and see if I can't get it up there and finish filling on the QRZ. But did you find me on QRZ?
Yes, sir.
Okay, all right, I just need to finish the fills, get it all in. Yeah, I tell you what, I'll go over and I'll search those questions, and you are talking about for the extra, right?
I think when you get home tonight, look me up on Twitter, and my email is valid. Shoot me an email, and then I'll have you.
You dropped out of the repeater for just a second. Try it one more time.
He wants you to shoot him an email. He's valid on QRZ, Steve.
Okay, give me your call sign one more time.
4 Whiskey Romeo Oscar, N4WRO.
Got it. N4WRO. I will get that done. All right, cool beans, guy. Well, I'm just about to destinate over here in about 3 or 4 minutes, so I'm going to have to drop out on y'all shortly. What are you doing, Tom?
Bernice's homemade summer sausage, having some good old Wisconsin extra sharp cheese and some crackers, and just eating anything I can get my hands on since I had that colonoscopy this morning.
Hey, we'll be over in about 10 minutes.
Yeah, I was wondering what the address is.
549 East 43rd Street.
There's one in every crowd, and we just found both of them. Do you hear that? I said, there's one in every crowd, and that gentleman and I just found both of them.
Yeah, I'm looking at your call, Steve. That's why I sent you mine and my phone number. And I figured you could email me yours. We talked about it before. And you don't have any biography or, let's see, details. No, I don't see anything there. And usually you can hover your mouse over that area down below your call a ways, and it'll show the email address. Mine, well, let me key it in here, and then I'll be able to tell you more. Mine on the email has n0tr@arrl.net, and they forward them on down to you. But I don't like to use that. I'd rather give you my real email address, but I don't put it on QRZ to avoid spam, Steve.
What you mean? Hey, give me that call sign one more time. N4WRO.
Good.
Queue up on the QRZ today, and I'll look for an email probably in the next hour. And I'll get that shot out to you, Bubba. And I appreciate that information you gave me. And I still haven't figured out how we're going to get Tom to tell us where he is, where that sausage is.
Well, if you go on there and like N4WRO, it has William Oder, O-D-E-R, and an Easley, and then you hover your mouse over where it says email, and it'll give you your, his email address. And I don't normally shoot those over the air, Steve, and you'll be home anyways. But yours is not there in that respect.
W2D listening.
KN4WA, Bill, the neighborhood's just going south real fast. I tell you what.
That's what it's all about.
What's going on, Rusty?
He tries to give me a hard time every time I get on the air. Hello, Steve and Tom, and I'm not sure I recognize the other station, but go ahead.
Yours is on there, Rusty. You don't even have to cover the mouse over it.
Address on QRZ?
Roger.
Yep, that's because I've got too many people I need to keep in touch with, and if I hide it, then it's more trouble than it's worth.
Go ahead, Steve.
Oh, I
I tell you what, I've got my whole work to do. Thanks to Bill, and you do go by Bill, not William, right? Very well. All right, yeah, I tell you what, you guys have got me my homework all set up for this afternoon. So at least I'll be in some air conditioning, and we'll do my QRZ. I'm going to try to find those questions. I'm going to look at the new question pool. Oh, my God. All right. Well, Rusty, I'm just about to destinate at the house. Are you out gallivanting around?
No, I'm sitting right here at the house. I had to go take my computer out to the shop this morning, and I've come back, and I picked up some lunch on the way back, and I'm sitting right here in the house, just staying cool and comfortable in the house.
Well, now, you do know that you're not supposed to hit Control-Alt-Delete at the same time with the C drive open, right?
Yeah, but that wasn't the problem. It had a lot to do with the fact that the cooling fan decided to let go, and it's laying down inside the compartment, and that doesn't work too well.
Clink, 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 chunk. Oh, mercy. We don't like it when computers make mechanical noises. Oh, me. Well, hopefully you got it fixed up and didn't do any damage. Well, guys, I have destinated. I am going to go in the house and go to work. So, N4WRO. Bill, I appreciate that info, bud, and I'll get you contacted. Rusty? I just don't know what to say if you're not going to share your sausage, bud. Oh, N0TR, you two, doggone it, I'll get you right in a minute, Rusty. Y'all have a good afternoon. KN4, VWA, y'all carry on.
He's confused, Rusty. But, Steve, I'll give you the tip of the day. I know you funked hooked on phonics like me, so there's lots of pictures on QRZ, and you'll be right at home. Go ahead, Bill.
Guys, all right, Steve, I'll be looking for that email. I'm going to jump out, fellas. I got to head in and do a couple quick things. It's been great talking to y'all. See y'all later. November 4, Whiskey, Romeo Oscar.
Well, you have a good one. Name here is Rusty, Romeo Uniform Sierra Tango Yankee, if you can't figure it out from these guys. And calls Whiskey Uniform 2 Tango. And I live over here in the Spartanburg area. And you have a good afternoon. Steve, you got to quit using that four-letter word. You have a good afternoon if you're jumping out. Go ahead, Tom.
Steve's got to learn not to be so quick on the trigger there. I've been trying to coach him. And I'm bad about it, too, but not quite as bad. I believe he wins the hair trigger guy. Well, it's 87 degrees here, outdoor 69%, windshield's 87, 2986 is the barometer. Oh, it's a little bit warm in here, but Bernice has been baking. The neighbor mentioned when I was up there the other day, I was trying to help him out with some Roundup for yards, Rusty. And let me drop this. So, I showed him what it would do. He had some stuff there that required clean Clorac, actually. But, and it's hard to kill in the summer, that weed he had, but Amy told me. But at any rate, I had given him a dozen eggs, or Bernice did, while we were talking, and he tried to get his wife to make him a pound cake out of those fresh brown eggs, and she refused and made him for breakfast. So, Bernice, you know her. We took him over a pound cake today. Boy, it was big, like an angel food cake. He was just tickled to death.
Never know that next time she feels like doing that, she'd like to make one my way. I love pound cake. Lady used to make it for me. She doesn't make it anymore.
Like your mic key was dropping out. Say again your last.
I was not squeezing tight on the mic. Now, I said, next time Bernice feels like making a cake, you know, a pound cake, I'd love some good pound cake. Lady at my church that used to make it, she moved into a smaller apartment, and one of the first things she did was she transferred her nice mixer to me. And I just haven't learned how to make pound cake yet. So, you know, that's the next thing I try. but not right now. Anyway, and all sounds like you've been getting around and doing things today, and or are you just sitting at home, Tom?
I'm sitting at home, Rusty. I had a colonoscopy at 7 o'clock this morning, and so I was up all night, but I haven't been able to sleep much today for some reason. And power went off here for about 5 hours at 5 o'clock yesterday afternoon. And then when I finally did get to sleep, I heard the generator start at midnight, and it was on for an hour and a half. Well, then usually it don't bother me because it's not loud. It's only like 74 decibels. So I tried to go back to sleep, and I couldn't. I'm probably thinking about that preparation I had to take the second dose at 2 o'clock in the morning, and then you're sitting you know where for 2 hours. And then it was like 4:08, and I finally got to sleep at 4:08, and I had to get up at 5 o'clock in order to be at the hospital at 6 o'clock. So other than going out and tending the chickens and seeing that they were fed, and a few things like that, I've been a little wobbly. So I've just been sitting here looking at the computer and looking at the results of that test and things like that. Everything went well.
That's good. Me and those things do not get along. That's why I don't take them. So anyway. Oh, well, I'm glad you got a good report on it and took care of things there. So, yeah, I woke up this morning and my computer was off in the radio room and I couldn't figure out why. So I tried to start it back up and it shut back down. And after it did that the second time, I took an open up the case, and lo and behold, the cooling fan and everything that goes right over the processor had fallen off again, and the bracket that holds it in place had, it was getting too hot in there. So it had happened once before, and we had the guy had put it back on, and he's going to put it back on temporarily, and then next week I'm going to order one of those liquid cooling fan systems to go on it, and they come in a couple of days, and he's going to put it on for me. So that'll alleviate some of the problem of that, because that'll make the computer run a whole lot cooler and everything. Of course, that gets me out of calling a net tonight, because I don't have the computer to log the stuff, and I don't have the computer to control the radio for the net, and all those good things like that. You know what I mean?
Well, I'll tell you what, Rusty, you're lucky you didn't lose the microprocessor. Those things get white hot in seconds. And I'm no computer guy like you are, but I do know they get really, really extremely hot. They'll burn you if that fan goes off. Now, I'd never heard of a liquid cooling system on the processor. They used to have... reaching back a few years, they had a Peltier device, I think it was called. It basically was a thermocouple reverse polarized, and so instead of putting heat on it, it does the inverse of it. When it's heated, it cools off. I forget how they do it. I think they put the reverse voltage on it. Peltier device, I believe it is. I heard of those, but I never knew they had a liquid cooling system. And topic number two, the pound cake. I wasn't very crazy about it. I'd never had it before in my life. And Bernice put it out there this morning, and she said, well, I can fix that. And so she put some fresh peach on it, and she said that it might be real good with whipped cream and strawberries on it. And, you know, that made it taste a whole lot better.
Well, I'll tell you what. Lady at my church, she used to make it. She'd make what they call a lemon pound cake. And that thing was to die for. I mean, she'd make one of those for the youth bake auction at church. And that thing would bring in, She'd make one and donate to them for them to be auctioned off at the bake auction. And her pound lemon pound cakes usually went for $75 or $80 on the auction. And people that liked them loved them. I mean, they're good. And I haven't had a good pound cake in a long while. So anyway, but I'm sitting here at my laptop computer just messing around, trying to get some things done and transfer some information to places and all kinds of things like that, you know?
Send 0TR with W2T. Yeah, that's great. Well, my neighbor had a brother that put in a solid state drive in my laptop, and oh, goodness gracious, whenever that thing reboots now, it's just lightning fast. I bought a good one at the time. It had an i7 processor in it. And so it's, you know, not what you call obsolete, but it's older. It's probably 6-7 years old. Excuse me. And putting that solid-state drive in was cheap as heck, Rusty. I think it was $59 or $79. I think $59. And you got to order the specific one, of course, for your computer. The only thing wrong with this one is, you know, anything that has a articulated joint in it, eventually you're going to see problems out of it. Now, I only turn this thing on of a morning usually, and when ham radio's going good, I turn it on at night, of course, but there's not many DX, so I haven't been using it at night. But the display gets pixelated a little bit on it. But I'll tell you what, that was a real easy task. I'm sure you could do it easily. You just download some software, and Bill told me he did that to all of his computers. And I'd never heard of it before. And this guy, Ronnie, he come over and done it for me. He didn't want any money for it, and I made him take $50 because... my goodness, it is light years difference, and it used to take a long time for it to boot, and now it's just zip.
You know, computers do a lot of strange things and all that. So, anyway, well, let me go, Tom. I gotta make a phone call here. I got a voice message while we were talking. And I didn't hear it come because my phone's doing strange things here the last couple of days. So let me give a call back to this place and see what they're trying to let me know. Anyway, we'll talk to you later. You have a good one. N0TR, W2T.
Okay, Rusty. Well, be careful out there. This COVID-19 spike, I'm sure we can thank certain groups for... having the marches down there and opening up things and us putting us older folks at risk. But it went from 146 to like 400 and some cases in Greenville. It's now the hot spot. And that's because people weren't wearing masks and doing all of their marches and such and not social distancing. And I would say that was a great deal of it. And the people that are asymptomatic are spreading it also because they're not wearing masks. So, makes me mad. Talk to you later. Have a good day. Stay safe out there. This is N0TR.